A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Lord, you flung the stars in the skies. They know their times, they know their seasons. The sun and the moon, they follow after their courses. Lord, we are grateful that you are ever mindful of us. You are the mighty God. We are the one, O God, who says to the rivers, even to the oceans, you can go this further, but no more. You determine the boundaries of creation. We are grateful. You are the one, O God, King of glory, who gives life. You are the one who keeps life. We are grateful. For all the testimonies you sent our way, to remind us that you are still active. The Bible says, let him that glory in this one thing, that he knows me. Lord, we are grateful that we are not turning the glory of protection to good roads. We are not turning the glory, O God, of journey mercies to brilliant pilots. The opportunity to move forward in life, we are not giving it to our own abilities. Lord, we acknowledge you. Knowing that we can't even add a second to our years, we say, thank you, Father. Thank you for remembering us, even when people are being favored, that our families are far off, are enjoying the mercies. We are so grateful. Thank you, Most High God, for this breath that we take in and this breath that we give out. May our praise be continuous. May we be people of gratitude in the name of Jesus. We ask that you open your word to us and that you speak to us as a father speaks to his children. And as we have prayed that you write your word in our heart, everyone's heart be opened. Lord, let the pen of the ready writer begin the word that will bring change and bring hope, that will bring life, that will bring healing. In the name of Jesus. That even in the time when challenges come, your word will uphold us. Thank you, Father, for friends and families that are worshiping with us today. We say be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Follow it up by welcoming someone to the house of God. Just welcome someone. You may not know them. Now you know them. Ask them how they are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Tell them they look good, representing God. Hallelujah. Thank God that their lives have been spared. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay now. Yes, yes, yes. We take no one for granted. Praise the Lord. We are grateful to God. God wants us to rejoice in his presence. He wants us to acknowledge him and acknowledge one another. Please come with me to Jeremiah chapter 16 and verse 19. This year the Lord declared to us as our theme for the whole year, God is my refuge and my strength. And with everything that we've been saying, both far and near, we have no hesitation in our heart that God has been watching over his word. Because we believe it. And this month, our theme is God, my strength and my stronghold. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, I read boldly. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto you from the ends of the earth, and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. If you read this scripture from the very beginning, those of us that were in prayer on Friday, we see that all the surrounding scriptures, the scriptures before and the scriptures after, what we call the context of the word, they did not look palatable, they did not look desirable, but this verse is like an oasis in the midst of a desert, in the midst of doom, a place where Jeremiah knew his God, where Jeremiah knew who he is, where Jeremiah knew the impact he was having in the world around him. That when people see God as his strength, when they see God as his fortress, as his refuge, as his stronghold, in the midst of affliction, they will know of a truth that their fathers inherited lies. They have been looking to things that didn't have profit. We stopped at the skip this morning. And at the entrance of the skip, there were some ornaments, my son called them. So I said aloud, I said, I hope they've not turned this place to a shrine, where they are just dropping all sorts of things. He said, no, Mom, it's ornaments. I said, the way they practice paganism in this country is sophisticated. Hallelujah. Brethren, we are in the last days of the last days. We are hearing not just rumors of wars, we are seeing the frequency and the intensity of devastations and destructions. Things that people were holding on to dearly are being taken away without permission. But in the midst of everything that is happening, God wants to be your strength. He wants to be your refuge. He wants to be your fortress. Even in the days of affliction. I was meditating upon this scripture this morning. And in the midst of all the examples that could come to me, what came to me was the story of this woman in Mozambique on the 1st of March 2000. There was a great flood in Mozambique. It was sweeping people as it was sweeping houses. This woman, I can't pronounce her name, I dare not attempt to. I didn't even take note of the pronunciation. She was pregnant. She was in the stage that she was in the month of delivery. And I don't know how many of us remember, there was so much chaos around. And a 9-month pregnant woman climbed a tree. She did what? The only solution she could find in order not to be swept away by the flood was to climb a tree. And on the tree, she delivered the baby. The child is 70. Google Mozambique flood, 2000. The child is 17 years old now. Now, when she delivered, it was one of the rappers she had that she was waving on the tree. They thought she was the only one. They didn't know she had a child. An helicopter came and rescued her. That child is now 17 years old. They interviewed the young girl. She said, no, I think the mother said, it's just the way God chose to send the child. I'm not special. And they asked her, what is your dream? I want to be a petrochemical engineer. That child that the flood could have swept away. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of calamity, God rescued a baby. Brought her, not just that she was being carried, she came out of the womb. Do you know what it means to go to jail and bring a baby out of the womb? But the mother was on a tree. How can a tree support a woman? Is it the 9 meters dilation or the... No. It's there. It's not hidden. When God chooses to protect you, it does not matter the extent of your trouble. The outstretched arm of the Lord. Somebody stretch forth your hand. The outstretched arm of the Lord can get to anywhere. A pregnant woman is enough weight on herself. How did she manage to balance on the branch of the tree? Somebody say, Jesus. How did she manage that the child did not fall down in between the branches? Shout, Jesus. The child did not die. The mother did not die. I watched it on telly live. That's why I've been following her story. Because God turned my attention away from myself and my efforts on that day. He just shifted my paradigm so that when things appear, I know there is a Holy Ghost helicopter that can come to help me in the name of Jesus. This woman and her baby, when they were, you need to read a revelation about a woman that wanted, it's there in the Bible. This woman wanted to deliver a revelation. It was her time to deliver. And the flood came. The dragon sent forth the flood. The Bible says, but the earth helped her. The earth opened and swallowed the flood. And the baby was snatched up to heaven. God has mighty deliverances. All that I'm praying for in the days we are in is that the glory of the Lord will shine before our generation. Even like before, like never before in Jesus' name. And so, Jeremiah, Modupe, put your name. Shout your name. Modupe, hallelujah. We declare that in the midst of what we are going through, because we have to go through it, as Jesus said, God remains our strength. He's our strength for the things that we must do. There are things that we must do in the times we are in. Everything, sometimes when I read some prayers, I'm saying, hello, don't turn God to your boy. Hallelujah. Don't have a relationship of reward without responsibility. Many Christians want the relationship with God that just pours reward, but they have no responsibility. They cannot deny themselves anything that will make them uncomfortable. God bring the water, bring the bread. Have you put the butter? Have you iron my clothes? Have you put, is the water hot? Can I go and have my bath? Is a relationship of reward. It's not a balanced relationship. There are things that God will give you strength to go through. Because then you will know that God has allowed you to do what? Go through it. I pray that even as we enter into the month of September, thanking God for the first 8 months of the year, God will give you strength where you need it in Jesus' name. God is also our fortress because there are things he will protect us from. There are situations God will shield us from. There are experiences of life that God will just allow you to say, oh, so it's, have you ever woken up and you open your window and say, oh, so it's been raining? Has that ever happened to you? And your people, the people around you will say, you didn't hear that it rained? When the rain was beating, pa, 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 pa. Oh, I slept up. There are things that you will sleep through. Amen. Why? Because God is your fortress. Amen. There are issues of life that God will not allow to come near. You said, you will to your right and to your left. Things will be happening. But only with your eyes will you see them. It will not come near you. Amen. I pray that that will be your experience. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, the God we serve is strong enough so that all of us can tap into his strength. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know where I was. Maybe it was even in the church and I could not receive Wi-Fi or it was very slow. And one of the youth said to me, maybe too many people are logged on. Because there comes a time when the people drawing will just reduce what's available. But when you are with God, everyone can draw at the same time. And there will still be more than enough in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants us to elevate our knowledge of him in the times that we are in. This is not the time to be scared. And it's not the time to be insensitive to others. We are in a generation where everyone, the carpenter, needs to encourage the butler. We need to encourage one another and experience what God wants to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, let's turn quickly to Jeremiah 17 and verse 17. Hallelujah. It's just the next chapter. Hallelujah. Or let me start from verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Is someone saying that this morning? Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow you. Neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Verse 17. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Hallelujah. Thou art my hope in the day of what? Evil. By the mercy of God, we have been declaring over our lives, Brexit or no Brexit, what will we do? Thank you, my pastor. You are always alive and alert. That should be your uppermost on your heart when you're hearing the news. Brexit or no Brexit? We will break through. In the day of evil, when even those that are making policies are confused, both natural and man-made, by the mercy of God, God will be our hope because we have made him our strength. We have made him our stronghold. Stronghold is your hiding place, the place where you find succor, the place where you find strength. Now, it may not appear like a comfortable place, and like I'm sure the tree would not have been the most comfortable place for the mother that gave birth on the tree on the 1st of March 2000. But if that is where God led her, that is where God will meet her. Amen? If that is where God led her, that is where what? God will meet her. She may look at the tree and say, no, I'm not going. I want to go into the shop next beside me. Or I want to go on top of that mountain. If you don't go where God has sent you, you run the risk. You run the risk. You run the risk. I pray that none of us will run the risk in Jesus' name. What is happening now, we do not rejoice over anyone who has lost home, who has lost their loved one, who has lost their job, or has been displaced. What we are saying is that God, let men turn to you. Like it happened in the days of Jeremiah, or according to the prophecy, that people will say, we have believed a lie, thinking there was no God. We had believed a lie, thinking that idols were gods. We have believed a lie, walking far from God, even if you're a Christian. How close are you to your maker? How close are you to your maker? There are many examples in the Bible about people who found strength in God. It was the strength of character that Joseph found when he refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife. Somebody says strength of character. In the days we are in, there is a lot of opportunities for compromise, even to believers. To look at sin in the face and say, I choose not to sin. We need the strength of character. I pray by the mercy of God that when you are looking at options, sin will not be your choice. In the name of Jesus. Lie will not be your choice. Fornication will not be your choice. Adultery will not be your choice. Covetousness will not be your choice. In the name of Jesus, that you will make righteous judgment. You will have strength of character to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. In the name of Jesus. There's also strength for war. Judges chapter 7. Hallelujah. Strength for war. There was a man, according to the Bible, called Gideon. They had been invaded. His land, his nation had been invaded. And he was running from those who were invading the nation, like other young men. Judges chapter 7. Let me read from verse chapter 6, pick a few verses. That's an anchor example for our message. that God is our strength and our stronghold, even in the day when trouble comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which were in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come into Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. Verse 6, let's read it together. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Hello, how many people cried unto the Lord? Everyone was crying, but only one person was visited. Hello. Everyone was crying, street to street, town to town, village to village. I pray, may your cry make a difference in our generation. Everyone was feeling the impact, from the king's palace to everywhere where there was power. The Bible said everyone cried. But verse 7, and it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drove them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed my voice. So God replied them, that I've been with you. This is not the first time you've cried. You cried in Egypt, I came to your help. You cried in the wilderness, I came to your help. But you have not stopped doing evil. Is it not right for God to point our error to us? Does it not have the right to say to Britain, I have done this for you, I have done that for you? Should he not say to their dear fellows, these are the things I've done for you? Do you think God does not keep record of how he's dealing with us, how he's helping us, how he's setting our captives free? The testimonies we gave today, they are testimonies of the Lord's dealing. And God pointed their error to them, that they did not stop doing evil. But verse 11, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. You know, how can you, I don't know how best to describe it. In the wheat press, you don't even have the equipment. In the wine press, you don't have the equipment to thresh wheat. But when you are running from trouble, anywhere you find is a place. Amen? Because wheat and wine, they are not friends. Hello? Wheat needs dry space. Wine is all water and water. But that was all that Gideon had in order to preserve the little harvest that is made. And that was where the angel of the Lord located him. I pray, wherever life has brought you, may the mercy of God find you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, wherever the pressure, the push of life has put you, whether financially, spiritually, maritally, medically, today, heaven is visiting that place. In the name of Jesus. Angel of the Lord can meet you anywhere at any time. The angel located, because heaven knows where his children are. And the interaction began. And Gideon, like I would also do, began to talk about his weaknesses, began to talk about his disappointments, began to talk about his frustration. Where is the miracle of God? Where is the goodness that our father... Thank God he had stories. Parents, let's tell our children about the goodness of God. Thank God that Gideon knew that this God is not a God who has ever lied to the parents. He just wanted his own experience. I pray that in the time we are in, every one of our children will have an encounter with God in the name of Jesus. Brethren, the rest is history. Because the more excuses Gideon gave for not being the right person for the work, the more heaven told him, go in this your might. How strong are you? How strong are you for that which God wants to do in you and through you? Most of the time we don't even feel adequate. Not only don't we feel adequate, others don't even consider us adequate. Amen? Maybe you have been called by God to be the first African. Where did you go? Lamborghini. Lamborghini. Maybe you've been called by God to be the one that will find the solution to Brexit. Maybe you've been called by God to be the one that will write the software that will make things to be easier. And you are saying, I'm from Nigeria. I've been in this country for these years. I don't have my papers. I'm not yet married. Our brother was saying, if you look at people taking children and say, when will my own be? Maybe you have when will my own be question this morning as you are seated before God. But all those inadequacies, you drop them at the altar today. Because by his strength, you yourself will go and make a difference in the name of Jesus. Students going back to school, we have three of our children, Benny, Adokas and Hanella, going to new schools that they haven't been before. Tomorrow or Tuesday when they put on their uniform, they'll be finding their feet. Hallelujah. But we are sending you forth as Gideons. Amen. That you go and make a difference in those schools. Amen. That you step in with the footprint of God's grace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We have our daddy who is going back to uni. Thinking about essays. Come and talk to me about essays. And so many people here. But you know God. He just wants you to be where he can find you. Hello. Help is coming. Help is, somebody say help is coming. Say strength is coming. He just wants to meet you where you are. Say come and help me. Yes, let him have his way in that situation. Hallelujah. Gideon was complaining and pouring out his heart to the Father who heard the cry of the children of Israel. The God who is hearing the cry in every heart. The cry from your family. Verse 14, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this your might. He didn't say go in the might of God. He said go in this your might. And you will save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Have I not backed you up? Hallelujah. Have you not got my backup? Yes, go in your strength, but I've got your back. I am the one that sent you. And when God sends you, I tell you, victory is a reality already. I pray that that will be your story in the name of Jesus. And even though Gideon kept asking questions, God never changed his mind. I have good news for you. Before you came here today, God has made up his mind that when you come through that door, he's going to send you forth with strength. Amen. He's sending you forth with power. He's sending you forth and he's backing you up. Somebody say, God has not changed his mind. The circumstances did not change. The conditions of Gideon did not change. All that was needed was for Gideon to keep hearing God. as the instructions were coming, up to the point of uprooting the strongholds of his father. There were strongholds already in his father's house. And he started from there. And God began to show him how to gather people that would do the work. And when he gathered them in his own wisdom, God gave him the equation that will work. I pray that even by reason of you coming here today, there will be a divine interruption. Those situations that looked impossible, those circumstances that have been there for long, those things that people have ridiculed you about or you have ridiculed yourself about. The Bible tells me that by the time God allowed Gideon to have his 300, miracle came. And I pray by the mercy of God that you will not hesitate, that your ears will be open to Jehovah, that indeed it will be your strength and your stronghold, that you will not look to yourself. Yes, you may have been living in sin before we came to today's service, but I'm praying and my desire is that there will be a turnaround. The power to say no to sin will come boldly into your spirit. In the name of Jesus, that where you have been afraid to address the matters that confront you. I was listening to the message of a pastor last Sunday. He said, I went to my manager and I said to him, you have been saying you will do this, you will do this. When are you going to do it? I said, Gideon. Gideon. You know, it makes you to, actually when you look at what they think about themselves, you don't want to ask for change. But when God sends you, when God is backing you up, even their ears will be tuned because heaven has come to help us. And so we believe God for a turnaround in the name of Jesus. We've heard testimonies, people standing and say, you know that job, I did not qualify. I didn't even want to go near it. But I was invited and I thought, well, let me give it a go. This week, this month, you will give success a go. Yeah. Oh, you will be bold to give success a go. Yeah. You will stop hesitating and just doubling and crippling under fear. The God that visited Gideon, who is your strength and your stronghold, he will come through for you in the name of Jesus. Do you know that Jesus died that we may have life and life more abundantly? John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, even to make weak. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. While you are living life less, I speak life into those situations. Amen. Abundant life in the name of Jesus. Amen. God is the strength of my life and my stronghold. As a roundup, open to Psalm 18, verse 2. Let's look at it and we begin to rise up to our feet. Hallelujah. Psalm 18 and verse 2. And begin to think about the areas where you need the strength of God. Begin to think about those situations. Thank God, my brother Taye, for your family, that they know that they can pray. You have told God about the power of prayer. I pray that you receive strength to pray. Amen. Men. Somebody say men. Amen. Rise up in prayer. Heaven is waiting to hear your voice. Say to them, heaven is waiting to hear your prayer. In the name of Jesus. No one should hesitate. Women, wake up in prayer. You want the strength of God? Men, say to the women, women, wake up. Amen. Amen. Parents, let's say to the children, children, wake up in prayer. God is waiting for your prayer. Say to the church, church, wake up in prayer. God is waiting for our prayer. You know, the least attended service in most churches is prayer. And we want strength. We want miracles. We want to see the world change to God. We want to see oppressors collapse and oppression come down. We need to return to the place of prayer. It was in prayer that Hannah had her story changed. I pray that every desire in the hearts of women as similar to that of Hannah, that prayer will turn the situation around in Jesus' name. Yeah. It was prayer that got Daniel in trouble, but it was also prayer that brought him out of trouble. I pray every situation where trouble has been following you, as we pray this afternoon, the power of prayer will bring a turnaround. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 18 verse 2, let's rise up to our feet. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says, the Lord is my rock. Let's read it together if you have it. Let's go. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Hello, ma. Hello, sir. God is our strength. God is our stronghold. But we must call. God does not get crushed. God does not get crushed into situations. He has already given the sons of men authority to exercise dominion on earth. And when we find out that our strength is small to the challenge we face, we call for divine backup. I want you to pray, Father, in the place of prayer, give me strength. I want you to ask the God of heaven that by the mercy of God, you will not be weary in the place of prayer. Your capacity to pray, God will bestow upon you the mantle and the mandate for prayer. It is only the people that God draws into the inner circles that understand that there is a secret place. There is a secret place. Ask God to help you to find your way into your secret place, where strength is renewed, where help is given. Lord, help me, O God, not to be a prayerless Christian. Help me not to be a prayerless Christian. Jehovah, give me the mantle and the mandate for prayer. Lord, that I will, oh God, call upon the Lord. I will call upon my strength. I will call upon my stronghold. Lord, you will show up for me. You will show up for my family. Lord, you will help me by your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help me to know that you are always the one, oh God, backing me up by your spirit. Lord, give me courage in the name of Jesus. I did not hear you pray, but I pray heaven hears you. In the name of Jesus. Prayer is suffering on earth. But we can all call upon the Lord. Before we call upon men, before we call upon politicians, that, like our brother said, before we call to our bankers, before we call on the doctors, before we call on our friends, call unto Jesus. Call for him to come and help you. Acknowledge him. Lord, strengthen your church that we will be a people of prayer. That your house will be a house of prayer for all in the name of Jesus. Strengthen our children. Strengthen our women, our men. Strengthen the youth in the place of prayer. Prayer is an acknowledgement of our weakness. Prayer is an acknowledgement of our helplessness. Prayer is an acknowledgement of our need for mercy. Lord, return the grace for prayer. The spirit of grace and supplication be released upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You're going to pray for strength to shun evil and to pursue righteousness. It takes strength. There's a lot of compromise out there, even in the house of God. But you can ask, like Joseph, say to God, I cannot do this evil, any form of evil. You need the strength to be able to stand. Daniel had the strength of God. He said, our God is able to save us from this fire with his friends. He said, even if he does not. Oh, we are in that season. We are Christians, will have to say, even if God does not, we will not bow our knees to idols. We will not accept false prophets. We will not walk in the counsel of false teachers. I pray that you know what the Lord is saying to us. You are going to pray, Lord, give me strength of character and strength of discernment in the times that we are in. Lord, by your mercy, Lord, in your grace, that I will walk tall. I will walk in power. I will walk over principalities and power. I will tread over, Lord, demons. I will not be afraid to say no to sin. Lord, my garment will not be soiled. My garment will not be soiled. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray you wash me, that I'll be white as snow. That even if you choose to come in the season we are in, Lord, I will be set apart, ready to meet with you. Help me, Father, to walk in righteousness, to hate sin and to love righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe, God, you are praying. I don't know how many of us saw it this week. It's been in the news that scientists or astronomers, they're talking about a death planet. And in their own mind, as they made predictions before, as they will not accept revelation, they believe that between September 28th and 23rd of this year, this month we are in, according to their prediction, there is a death planet that is en route to hit the earth. Google it. You are going to pray. You will not have a portion in the death planet. The God of heaven will hide you, hide your family. Whatever represents death in the month of September, by the mercy of God, you will be in the stronghold of the Most High God. Your family will be in the stronghold of the Most High God. Lord, I pray over my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over us. Whatever represents death in the month of September, you will not come near our dwelling. You will not come near our habitation. You will not come near members of this church. You will not come near anyone who is here present. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our going out and our coming in. The Lord, we will not suffer the death of the right or the unrighteous. We will not walk in the path of death. Sickness, you will not minister death. Lord, accident will not minister death. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Every member of our household will bring you into the stronghold of Jehovah. I bring every family into the stronghold of Jehovah. The God who found Noah faithful is still the same God. I pray that you will enter into the ark of salvation. You will not be a victim of the death planet. You will not be the victim of any plague. You will not be the victim of any pestilence. You will not be the victim of any destruction. The sun of September will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. By the mercy of God, you will dwell in the sacred place of the Most High. Your bread will be sure. Your water will be supplied. You will please God. You will please God. You will please God. In the mighty name of Jesus, your household will please the Lord. Every stronghold will pull them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will surround you with peace. You will be filled with joy. In your going out and your coming in, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to pray for our children as they return to school. We prayed for them on Friday. We'll pray for them again. There is something that the enemy is targeting in the hearts of children. He is using every area of life to distract them, to deceive them. But God has got his hand on our own. We're going to ask the God of heaven to activate supernatural protection. Protection over their minds. Protection over their ways. Protection over their association. Parents, are we here? Children, are you here? Supernatural protection. Rika terebo sudaria bashenderia. Rika terebo sondoria basata. Lord, we release our children into your care. We release them into your protection. We ask that you raise supernatural protection around our children. Lord, away from danger, away from the plan and plots of the wicked. We declare that our children are kept safe because of the good hand of the Lord. God, you protected Jesus from the plots of Herod. Protect our children from the Herods of this generation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, preserve our children. Preserve their minds. Preserve their intellect. Preserve their faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cause our children to stand and to be outstanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a supernatural favor that does not make people to sit down until you show up. God was looking for a prophet. He had communed with his servant Samuel and had sent him to a particular address. But there were 8 options. Somebody say 8 options. And the prophet was sure of the address. And the father of the house began to parade his children. You know the story of Jesse and his sons. And they looked the part, but they were not the part. You're going to pray this one prayer over your life. You may not look the part, but you will not miss your portion. Amen. Because supernatural favor will look for you. I may not look the part. I may not even be in the place. But I will not miss my portion of God's favor. I will not miss my portion. I will not miss my portion. My family, you will not miss your portion. Word Fountain Christian Ministries, you will not miss your portion. Men and women, you will not miss your portion. In this month of September, for the rest of our lives, we may not look the part, but we will not miss our portion. The portion of God's favor, the portion of God's mercy, the portion of God's goodness, we release upon us and our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God is our strength and God is our stronghold. Lord, portion of mercy will not miss us. We thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We were told this morning in prayer that you will write your word upon our heart. Daddy, the word you have spoken, I pray that it be written upon the tablets of our hearts and that it becomes an umbrella around us. It becomes a shield around us. The Bible says you sent forth your word to heal and to deliver your people from their many destructions. I pray that as Jeremiah stood out in his generation for strength and for protection, Lord, let it be to all of us because we came into your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. As a whole nation cried in the day of Gideon, and you found a man who was in an unlikely place, doing an unlikely thing. Daddy, I pray that the spirit that looked for Gideon will move among us. Locate our men. Locate our women. Locate the singles. Locate the youths. Locate the children. Lord, for the assignment, where victory is a reality. In the name of Jesus Christ, let everyone who has been in hiding from one authority or the other, from the Midianites, the Amorites, and all the tithes in the land, by your spirit, Let there be a visitation for deliverance. Lord, I send your people forth to go in this might. For in this might, the God of heaven will back them up.
Amen.
You will back us up.
Amen.
Spiritually, you back us up.
Amen.
Financially, you back us up.
Amen.
Physically, you back us up.
Amen.
Mentally, you back us up.
Amen.
Maritally, you back us up.
Amen.
And Lord, we will dwell in your house.
Yes,
we will not stray from you.
Amen.
We will not live in compromise. But we will live in promise. Thank you, Father. For you will do more than we could ever think, ask, or imagine. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
And amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.